Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. They started that. I didn't know it was going to start. So I was like standing around out back, doing what we do out back, you know, having a cocktail, smoking a thing or two. My name is Doug and I love movies. It was pretty good. It was all right. Coming to you from CineFamily on Monday, February 10th. 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead. Thank you, San Francisco, for coming out to my movie interruption at the Castro as part of SF Sketchfest. I'll be back for two shows on Saturday, April 19th. Where will I be for 420? Stay tuned. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is The Lego Movie. Yeah. In my opinion, the movie to beat for best of the year. The number two movie was Monuments Men. A monumental bummer. It's like somebody said, Saving Private Ryan is good, but how can we remove all the violence and put art in there somehow? I've never seen a more pleasant day on Normandy Beach than the one depicted in Monuments Men. It's a really nice place in that movie. So watch a movie for all ages instead of a movie that's just for old people. That's my conclusion. Tomorrow night, we're doing a special Getting Doug with High at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, streaming live at youtube.com/Doug Benson, and then rerunning the next day at its regular time at 4:15 PST. Why not watch it both times? And of course, why'd I write that? Oh, of course, on Tuesday, February... Oh, thanks. They just brought the lights up a little bit more. Or my glaucoma is kicking in. On Tuesday, February 18th, we are doing the second Getting Doug with High live at Largo in Los Angeles on La Cienega. Get tickets at largo-la.com. Use the discount code GETDOUG for $10 off. It's interesting. There's lots of people with like candy and popcorn and stuff in the audience because we're in a movie theater. And but I'm not used to that at Douglas Movies tapings, so it's strange. There's really no reason for me to bring it up, except for when I'm stoned, I tend to tell you what I'm thinking about. That crossed my mind. Didn't cross my mind to not say it. This, of course, is the second Douglas Movies / movie interruption combo at CineFamily. After a quick smoke break after this show, me and my guests are going to join you in the audience here in watching About Time. Yeah. Who here tonight has seen About Time? Who here tonight liked it? Who here tonight likes anything that that director makes? It changed to different people. I was trying to narrow down the... Anyway, this movie, I don't know how we'll keep track of how long it is, because, you know, at least in Four Weddings and a Funeral, you could be like, well, we're through two weddings and one funeral. With time travel, I don't know how we're going to know, but I will warn you right now, it is too long. When I picked it, I didn't know it was 2 hours and 12 minutes long. That's the great thing about tonight is you're free to leave. As soon as you can't take it anymore, just get the hell out of here. Let's look in the prize bag. We got a big, heavy prize bag, you guys. Some amazing stuff. A lot of it we'll have to get into once the guests get out here to really discuss why they brought these things. But I brought a T-shirt from... I'm not even going to tell you what it says on it. It's something about... looks like Alec Guinness and some sort of Star Wars joke. But it comes from douglovesshirts.com, where we have lots of fun shirts, including the one I'm wearing right now, the Pack-A-Bowl from the Super Bowl that took place in between two cities that smoke weed. And, this is really cool. We got a copy of Gateway Doug, of course, and also a shirt from... I was up at San Francisco Sketch Fest over the weekend, and some people from Spark, which is a lovely dispensary, gave me a legalized gay pot shirt, which I, of course, am not going to wear, you know, like through airport security and whatnot, because I don't know, I don't want them to think I have weed on me and might like to be violated. but someone... anonymously from CineFamily at the, I think it was the last event we did here, gave this as a prize for the prize bag. Maybe that person is here tonight. Are you here tonight? It's a 3-month membership to CineFamily, which is a great deal because you can get into lots of stuff, cool stuff like this for free. And then also a Paul Dooley signed copy of the DVD of Popeye. Yeah. Signed by the great Paul Dooley. I wonder what he said when he was signing it. This fucking movie? I don't know. Maybe he said, I'd like a hamburger today for... I'll pay you back. What's that expression? The fuck does Wimpy say? Anyway, let's get these amazing guests out here. 3 Douglas Movies favorites. Thanks for coming out to CineFamily for this special event. And please welcome Jonah Ray, Steve Agee, and Tom Lennon.
What the fuck?
I am not moderately famous anymore.
It was just for the walk-in.
People probably thought, well, because podcasts love a good bag on your head walk-in.
You gotta have something for the local turnout.
Yeah, yeah. Physical bits are great, you know. It's like, hey guys, watch this crazy dance. Woo!
Yeah. So, what did that bag say on it, Tom?
It was my shout out to LaBeouf, who just wore a one that said, "I'm not famous anymore." And since I was never technically famous, I just added moderately.
I'm not moderately famous anymore.
Yeah.
But you were one of the stars of the Shia LaBeouf masterpiece.
Yeah.
First of all, let's hear it for Tom Lennon, everybody.
He's
not an actor in flagrant case of plagiarism. Why didn't you? So you're not a Daniel Clowes fan?
The weird thing is, I kind of am. But I didn't know that one. And I'll be honest, I just skimmed the script when he sent it to me anyway.
You were just like Shia LaBeouf wants me to be in a movie.
Of course. I love that guy in no movie that I had ever seen.
What has he been in?
Well, he
every
was
Transformers,
in
a bunch of Transformers,
but
not,
like real movies.
Not the next one,
iRobot.
He was in. Wasn't there a thing called Eagle
the,
Eye?
What's maybe? The ripoff? The shot for shot ripoff of Rear Window?
Where Suspiria. Suburbia.
Suburbia.
Disturbia.
Suburban Ghost.
Suburban Nightmare.
Suburbia. Yeah, that was the Wayans brothers. Spoof of that film. I'm in the great plagiarized film by Shia LaBeouf.
The film probably turned out pretty good.
The weird thing was, I saw it right before it got pulled down off the internet, and I was like, "Hey, that's kind of good." But that's the best thing you can say about it. You're like, "Oh, that was kind of good," and then you realize it's just a totally plagiarized thing. So that was weird. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we
just can't wait for those residual checks to start rolling in.
Yeah. Those famous short film
Boom.
Residual checks.
Boom.
Jonah Reyes here, everybody.
Uh-oh.
And
woo! Woo!
I just want to say, I scolded Jonah out on the patio for bringing the gift that he brought tonight because I feel it's too special.
It's my car!
Hey! You brought a Walking Dead figure.
Ooh.
A Todd McFarlane figure. And it's signed. It's still in the box. And the box is signed by Todd McFarlane.
Mm-hmm.
And by Walking Dead creator Robert Kirkman.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's in the bag,
you guys.
Pretty
good gift.
Yeah,
it's a good gift.
He can't take it back now.
Shit. What am I gonna do with it?
It would be better if someone in the audience is named Jonah because it is signed to Jonah.
Yeah.
But
so
I don't know,
if anyone here tonight, if you could play for someone named Jonah, that'd be terrific.
Is anyone else here named Jonah? That's why it's a good name. Jonah Hill just happens to be here, or Jonah Bobo from that other movie.
There's a guy named Jonah Bobo?
Yeah, he was in... What was the movie that wasn't Jumanji but was Space Jumanji?
Zathura?
Zathura. Jonah Bobo was in Zathura. I found that out because I used to have Google alerts, and in the midst of a bunch of Google alerts about Jonah Hill movies coming out on Blu-ray, I heard about Jonah Bobo and got real bummed out and felt real unoriginal. But yeah, so if anyone knows a Jonah, you can give that to them because it's a toy and I'm an adult. And I have...
But it's in the packaging still, so it's not like you're playing with it. Right?
No, I just love plastic and cardboard. And I play with it on the outside. All of my toys are in like some kind of cryo freeze.
Steve Agee is here, everybody. And he came from the future to bring us a CD of what?
Shadowy Men from Mars on a shadowy planet. The band that did the is most notably known for doing the theme song, and probably only known for doing the theme song
to Mad TV, right?
To Mad, nope, to Kids in the Hall.
Yeah. Kids in the Hall.
And that's not even all, Doug. What
that's
else did
not
I bring?
All. What is this big canister that you brought? Looks like some sort of diet mix.
It's Irish oatmeal.
Oh, okay.
Unopened.
McCann's Irish oatmeal. And quick and easy.
Let somebody else boil that shit. I don't know.
It's quick and easy. You just heat up the whole thing and then fuck it.
Yeah. Throw that can into the microwave.
Yep.
Have a blast.
Easy peasy.
Well, thank you for bringing that. And another great, great gift that's going into the bag is courtesy of Mr. Tom Lennon from his hit program, Reno 911. He brought... He brought...
I've been mispronouncing it.
Every fucking time.
This has
been going on for years now.
He brought a Sheriff Dingle badge that you can wear on your dangle.
That's a way nicer gift than mine.
I thought so, too.
that's years of your life?
Yeah, something like that. That's valuable memorabilia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To my testicles being destroyed.
Well, it's a terrific prize bag that's going out to someone tonight. But let's talk to our guests briefly before we get into the games. I've prepared questions for all of you. Tom, of course, is the producer of the wildly popular At Midnight on Comedy Central.
Oh yeah, heard of it.
Yeah,
heard of it.
All of us on the panel would love to be on the show someday if you get a chance to use any of us.
We'll try to squeeze you guys in.
That'd be terrific. How many times have you been on, Steve? Twice?
Two.
How many times were you dressed as Carmen Miranda?
One.
Just the one time.
Just for Halloween.
Yeah, I think you should have just done that from now on.
I got to say, I was the guy who had the idea that Natasha Leggero be on the Halloween episode, because I know for a pilot that we did, she has these crazy, sexy, like, space nurse and, like, French maid outfits, and I was like, oh, she'll wear something really neat. Then I tuned in, and all three of you were dressed the same.
Like didn't Carmen go the Miranda. Way you planned, did it?
My boner was really bummed out.
So as producer of the show, you hope for things to happen, then tune in and see if they do?
That shows you kind of my level of involvement.
Hey, as long as you get that...
With the program.
As long as you get that producer card at the
end. That's right. Between that and the LaBeouf royalties. Fuck it, I'm getting a second Tesla.
LaBeouf Royalties is my new band.
Tom, you participated in the New Moon, Twilight New Moon interruption in San Francisco that we did last
it was
weekend.
The best 10 hours I ever spent in a movie theater.
It's a little over 2 hours long. Yeah. It's definitely the roughest in the five. Oof. Out of the five Twilight movies. Did you want to see the next one?
I can't wait. As long as it's under the same circumstances.
Are they doing another?
Yeah. They're doing five, right?
No,
we were just up to part two.
Yeah.
The first year at Sketchfest last year, we did the first one, then we did the second one, and I'm getting anxious. I don't want to do one a year for the next three more years. So I've pitched to Sketchfest that next year I just do one every weekend until we bang them all out and just get it over with. Because the fifth one's the most fun. We've watched it here at CineFamily together.
This is when they have a wolf baby or something?
Yes.
Spoiler.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I haven't seen that shit ever. Yeah. Spoilers, I'm not going to see that shit ever. Yeah.
Now, Steve Agee and Jonah Ray have the pretty exciting distinction of being the two people that probably freaked out the most while being guests on Getting Doug with High. In the live episode from Largo, Jonah in particular was a Paul Dano-ish mess. And I saw Prisoners recently and thought of you some more.
What'd you think?
I was like, how he behaves in Prisoners is how Jonah was when he was high and getting high with Doug. Like, could barely speak and might have kidnapped some children.
It wasn't the best idea. I don't normally smoke weed, and I don't know why doing it in front of a bunch of people would have been a great... I'm having PTSD right now just thinking about it. I know, it was a dumb move. It was a dumb move. And then everyone was so funny. and so excited. I don't know what happened to me smoking pot. Just a fucking.
You got high.
No, but everyone else, like Rory Scovel was fucking jumping into the sky, and then fucking Harris Whittles was like catching him on his shoulders, and then I was just like, I saw that 5 minutes ago, and I'm just remembering it now.
Doug, if you wondered why I passed on getting Doug with high, it was because I didn't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was now that the bar has been set, I think you will be comfortable.
Yeah. People on Twitter were pretty nice of just saying, like, I'm following you because I felt sorry for you on getting Doug with high. I'll take it when I can get it.
No, it's fun. You know, that's the beauty of that show that I came up with is that it's fun either way. It's fun if you adapt to it. It's fun if you freak out.
Yeah.
It completely works. And Steve was a little bit of both. He was bad in the first half of the show.
Yeah,
changed,
he used
changed
into
chairs.
It.
Yeah. Once you sat in a chair that you were more comfortable.
Got a lounge chair and it was great.
Yeah, then you were fine. You were laughing your ass off at everything. As stoners
so Gabe
should do.
Broke a bottle over. No, got a bottle broken over his head.
Yeah,
that was
Gabe
crazy.
The magician, Rory broke a bottle over his head.
Before he even did his magic trick.
Well, he was trying to do it, but it was hard to get through because a bunch of stoners were on stage yelling shit.
Not me. I didn't say word one to him. I was waiting for that fucking magic trick.
Yeah, so we'll be back on February 18th, you guys. So if you want to experience it live, come on out and be sure to get your tickets. But we got to get into the game portion of this show because we're already running late. So this is the part where I say, let the games begin. And I'm not talking Sochi. I'm talking right here, something more important than the Olympics. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. People in the audience have brought some delightful... name tags. Other folks
I gotta look around.
That are probably members of Cine Family were like, fuck it, we got in for free. But if you guys can just go select a name tag, while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back. Hey, guys. You got some great name tags. Let's talk about it. Jonah, who are you playing for? Use your microphone.
I'm playing for Strange Drew. And then underneath it, in parentheses, he puts, it's a reference. Thanks for that. I appreciate you just handing that to me. Because I would have pronounced it.
He just didn't want you to think that he was strange. He wanted you to know there was a gag behind it. But it's Strange Drew. And then there's six bottles of New Belgium Ranger.
Yeah, this is a Ranger IPA.
Is that good stuff, Drew?
It's all right.
It's all right.
And it, don't get too excited.
Way to bring it to the show and then shit all over them.
Yeah. And it's
do they have a website we can go shit on to or
strangedrew.org? And it's in a wooden six pack case with a bear on one side, which is I'm assuming the bottle opener.
Cool.
It kind of works.
It kind of works as a bottle opener.
Everything you're doing. Mm-hmm. Everything you've done to me since I got this makes me wish I kept with Singing in the Rain. Mm-hmm. That's which is one of my favorite movies.
Who are you playing? Who are you playing for, Tom?
I'm playing for Teresa, who's out there in the back. And it was hard to not notice. There's a wall. She's created this wall of candy, like Phil Spector created the wall of sound. And on it is something I was once the spokesman for Snickers, so I was excited to see that there is what... Can anybody guess the weight on that? There's a 2-pound
it's like a bandolier of
Snickers called a Snickers Slice and Share. And then
you know, I'd imagine the person who buys that wouldn't do the second part of that.
Probably neither part. It's probably more the bite and keep.
Here's my favorite thing about it. The giant Snickers, it says milk chocolate, peanuts, caramel, nougat, and then there's a warning at the bottom, may contain nuts. After they just fucking bragged about that shit right up here.
Yeah, but it also, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We don't know
Snickers,
anymore.
It's almost totally possibly some nuts. Yeah.
We don't know anymore.
This was made in a factory where nuts are involved.
I'm going to get the actual weight on this just for fun. Oh, 16 ounces.
No, that's not that
many. 453 grams. Is that a lot, Doug? You know, weed and stuff. If you had 400,
that seems like a lot of weed.
Yeah. It makes a noise. Listen, ready?
Yes.
Yes, it's a
like a body. Heavy,
it's a big piece of paper with a lot of candy attached to it.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's Teresa.
All right, Teresa. And Steve Agee, who are you playing for?
Rachel. I wanted to take someone who was in the very back row. It's her ID. Let me cover her whole name.
Where'd she go?
UCLA, bro.
Nice.
Can I see that?
She a no. White girl?
So you intentionally wanted to pick someone who got here late and didn't make a name tag, like the most, the biggest asshole in the room.
Yeah, that's the can of oatmeal of name tags.
I don't know how lines work.
I'm looking right now, and I think Steve picked you because you're hot. I can't see you from there, but I can see this.
Just in the back row, I felt bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
All right, so that's who you guys are playing for. Rachel and Teresa, Strange Drew, and
that's a reference, you know.
And I believe
I've been told this mouse.
I was told in my earpiece that the Cine Family membership and the Popeye DVD were contributed by someone named Ron. And if we get a last name, we'll get back to you. It's not Swanson.
That's a reference too.
But good guess.
Oh,
this place
man.
Is full of references.
It's reference night.
You can't stop with the references. But let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
Okay.
That's what we came here to do. That's what's going to happen right now. I haven't even taken 2 seconds to think about what order we should go in. So we'll start with Jonah and then go to Tom and then to Steve.
Okay.
It's pretty level playing field. You guys are all good players. Should be a good competition.
Hey, as long as we all have fun, right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Just like Vladimir Putin says. Let's have fun, but let's not have a gay old time.
And yet, did you see that zip-up he was wearing last night?
A sexy gay outfit!
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. Okay. At Clint O'Hare, Jonah suggested Forest Fires, and that's movies where Tom Hanks shoots someone.
Wow, these.
And at Scott Darcher suggested Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and that's Disney sports movies.
Swish.
And at Pekowitz suggested Scott Beowulf. And that's movies with Scott Baio or werewolves.
Or.
I'd say or both, or. But that would be misleading.
So it could be either six
it's
movies
either,
or
it's
hundreds
that,
of
it's
movies.
Either that movie Scott Baio did or, yeah, there's a lot of werewolf movies. One would you like?
I'm going to go for Forest Fire.
Yes.
Yay. All right. Everyone's excited about that
choice.
Keep
it fun. Keep it fun for my friends here.
Would you like a movie where Tom Hanks shoots someone from 1987 or 1989?
89.
Okay. 2 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it has a bummer of an ending, which is an expression I don't think Leonard would use. And he also says it's got a paper thin script, which last time I checked, that's how thin scripts should be, is paper thin.
If you when you turn them in on shit other than paper, they get mad.
And he names,
this is a paper thin script, good job. You didn't use crackers this time.
The only thing that fits in printers.
8 names. How many names can you name it in, Jonah Ray?
I'm going to go for 2.
Holy
shit.
You do know how this game works.
You can name it in 2. I don't, you think you're thinking the opposite. You can name it in 2. Great.
Oh,
no,
so,
I'm not going to do 1. No. I would say name that movie.
Okay. It's going to be over quick.
You know, he reads the names backwards. He knows the premise.
All right, here's your 2 names, Jonah.
Tom
Beasley. Beasley.
There's someone named Beasley Beasley?
Nope, there's 2 people named Beasley.
No. Hey, dude.
No, it's just one.
It's actually
one
three
Beasley,
names, because we know Tom Hanks is in it, too.
One Beasley. Yeah, Tom Hanks is in it. One Beasley and John McIntyre are your two names.
Turner and Hooch.
That's correct.
Beasley was the dog!
Beasley was the dog.
Beasley played Hooch.
Did you already think you knew it before you heard Beasley?
Yeah.
Yes, you knew
it. Yeah, Beasley totally sold it.
Not that many movies where he shoots a gun.
Mm-mm. No, but he does.
Philadelphia?
He does.
Yeah. Give me back my job!
You know what
That's
I mean.
That's the deadliest gun of them all.
Come on, you guys.
It was pretend.
There was the big shootout on Joe versus the Volcano.
Yeah.
I really like that movie, by the way.
What's
oh,
one?
Joe versus
Joe's Volcano
the
is a fucking incredible
Don't they meet
movie.
Like a bad Meg Ryan at one point? She's real sexy and bad.
Well, there's three
she
Meg
plays
Ryan.
Three yeah. parts, yeah. Yeah.
Who's the sexy bad one?
She's the second one.
The Flibberty Gibbet.
Yeah.
The one who says, I have no response to that. When he says he has a brain cloud. But great movie. Very overlooked. I saw it in a huge theater at the Roger Ebert Film Festival before he passed. And huge laughs, like so much fun. Like people missed the boat on that.
Great movie.
All right. So since Steve wasn't involved in that last skirmish, and Jonah Ray is on the board, ladies and gentlemen, with 1 point.
Hey, Tam Hanks.
We will start. We'll start with you, Steve.
Okay.
And then we will go to Tom, and you get to pick a category. Would you like? At filthy underscore fetus.
Oh, man.
Right?
Wow. Should we just take that one, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Just to be fucking heroes?
Yeah. It's also the category.
Oh, God. Yes. Movies were filthy
Movies
fetuses.
Movies where a fetus was dirty. Extra dirty fetus movies. No, this is actually movies. The category is called There Will Be Bloods. And it's movies that have gangs in them. Or...
Next.
Steve wins in Scrabble. And that's movies that start with W, J... No, I'm sorry. Starts with J, Q, X, or Z. Movies that start with J, Q, X, or Z. And your pal Pete suggested The Day the Mirth Stood Still. And that is movies... Where a comedian,
Jonathan Winters?
Where a comedian is killed.
What's it?
Where a comedian, is, where a comedian killed. Is killed. And I'll give you one clue. It's not Watchmen.
Oh.
Let's do that one. Let's do that last one.
You like the comedians are killed
oh,
one?
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
All right. Good luck, everybody. The year is 1971, Steve.
Great.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. That sounds about right. He says this movie is colorful. He also says it's great fun. From 1971. 3.5 stars. And he lists 14 names. How many names can you
get? This is 71.
Steve Agee.
A comedian as a character dies? Or
you picked this fucking
actor?
Category, asshole. Hey, gentle giant, this was your idea.
Your reaction is why I picked this fucking category, asshole.
Hey, guys, we're supposed to be friends having fun.
Fuck you, man.
We'll be friends right after this.
Just a couple assholes having fun.
14.
Comedians
get comedian,
killed.
So in other words, in the movie, there's someone who is a comedian, may or may not be an actual comedian in real life.
Ah, it's like a person. A character is a comedian.
There's a character who's a comedian. Gets murdered, gets killed in the movie, and it's great fun.
Great fun for 1971.
Colorful. 14 names.
Say, I'll say 10.
It's a good opening bid. I don't know why people laughed. It's very good.
Sure, I'll try 9.
Very good strategy.
I'll try 9.
He says 9, Jonah.
I'm going to say to name that movie, you piece of shit.
Oh.
Hey, I never yelled at you.
Jonah could win the whole thing.
Did
for this.
You?
No.
Is it just your general attitude?
When I said gentle giant, I was talking to Steve Agee.
Oh, sorry.
You just assumed you're a gentle giant.
No.
All of us got on nine stage names. Are a giant compared to you, Tom.
Yeah, I know. Wow, I really wish we weren't doing this right now.
Did you, when you were doing Reno 911, did you make all the, did you have like a Tom Cruise thing where all the other actors had to stand in trenches?
Yeah, I'm on.
Trenches.
I'm on apple boxes. I would also do cold jacuzzis just to tighten up. Just keep it all tight.
I can't think of anything worse than a cold jacuzzi. Yeah.
Pound that cold water into my back. Love it.
Keeps it tight.
Yeah. All right,
I hope you reveal the answer through these people.
How many names do you get?
Nine.
All right, nine names. Mark Lawrence. Mark is spelled with a C, by the way. Lawrence.
That matters.
Lawrence. Lawrence Naismith. Leonard Barr. Desmond Llewellyn.
Wait. Give me a second to think of who that is. Okay.
Lois Maxwell.
Oh.
Bernard Lee. Putter Smith. Bruce Glover. And Bruce Cabot. It's a big, big Bruce movie. Everyone named Bruce in Hollywood showed up.
Those are all of the names.
Those are your names, man. There were a couple names in there that would narrow it down to a handful of movies, but...
Not for me, apparently.
Didn't work for you.
Fuck it. I have no idea what the movie is.
So no idea is your guess.
I got no idea.
All right.
AG, take it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on stage knows.
No one. Someone in the audience knows.
Jimmy Dean was in this movie? Yeah. The guy in the audience. Diamonds Are Forever.
Ah.
Yeah. That's the answer. Lana Wood, Charles Gray, Jill St. John.
Sure.
Sean Connery.
Yes.
In his second to last turn as James Bond.
That name would have helped.
And Leonard Barr. Leonard Barr was an old famous comedian who kind of played himself in the movie and also was murdered in the film.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you know, the momentum and excitement of this show was murdered by... the selection of that category.
I hate that category so much.
Why was it an option
then
motherfucker?
Playing it so poorly.
Why was it an option?
But...
Fucking terrible. We could have played Dirty Fetus Game.
Strange
fetus.
Drew wins the prizes. Congratulations to Strange Drew. Come and get those when that's convenient for you. It's no rush. We could do it during the break. And there should be shitheads on the back of the other two. Well, not on the back of that card that Steve got, but on the back of that, you got a shithead. So just pass that over to me, Tom.
Did you write something on the back of this?
One. It's an amazing one, according to Tom.
It's pretty great.
Right? And the person with the card, do you know how that works, the shithead thing?
Just bringing it down.
Do you have a shithead written down? Yeah. Very excited for this.
Here it comes.
Because this person really seems like she put a lot of effort into everything.
Yeah, she's going to knock it out of the park.
Yeah,
take your card back.
Yeah, you can have your card back.
How's that?
Oh, Tom's checking it for quality.
Just wanted to
check. Do you like it, Tom?
It's topical.
Yeah, it was as timely as today's headlines.
Should we do like on At Midnight and read them both and not say who they belong to and have the audience vote? But since we have a couple extra minutes... that I'm excited about.
Should we play one? Oh, we can't play a real one?
We're going to play a round of the Seth Rogen game, a.k.a. Last Man Stanton. People love it. And I wanted to do it last week, and I didn't get to it. And so this is a perfect time to do it tonight. In honor of the late, great Philip Seymour Hoffman, we're going to do the Philip Seymour Hoffman edition, where you guys have to name Philip Seymour Hoffman movies until you can't think of any anymore. And let me just give you a quick review of his career. 44 movies, by my count. I bet you guys can't come up with more than 15 as a group.
That's a good bet.
Not a chance.
He's got three or four more movies in the can, but let's not play those if you guys know them. But also, this is a great clue. He's only been in two sequels in his entire career, and... in both cases, he wasn't in the first part.
Oh, weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's an actor with fucking integrity right there. It's pretty amazing, the list of movies he's been in. So since you won, Jonah, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Name any Philip Seymour Hoffman movie.
Along
anyone
came,
at all.
I was clearing my throat.
Okay.
Along came Polly.
Ah, let's start at the top of the alphabet. Love Boogie. It.
Are we going alphabetical? Mm.
No, we don't have to, but
let's.
If you do,
no,
I love
let's
it.
Not.
Boogie Nights.
We okay, well, that's not alphabetical, but okay.
After Along Came Polly?
Yeah, there's one, two, three.
Oh, I just meant that I can think of.
Yes, the movies in your head
yeah.
that star Philip Seymour Hoffman
well,
are Along Came Polly and Boogie Nights.
But you also said we were going to get all 40, which I think is a fair statement.
Alphabetical yeah. order. Steve Agee, go.
Magnolia.
Yes.
Capote.
Wait, I got to find Magnolia.
That would have been the C.
Okay, Capote, yes.
The D should be Doubt.
The D should be Doubt.
Oh, okay. Doubt, one? Correct.
Wow, long pause there, yeah.
I didn't know what you were saying. Steve?
Punch Drunk Love.
Ooh. Yeah. I like when the audience like cheers and applauds certain titles.
Big Lebowski.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, of course they're going to cheer for that. You suck up.
Yeah, I really won their favor by saying Along Came Polly first.
And of course, Big Lebowski, one of the three movies that's between Along Came Polly and Boogie Nights. Alphabetically. Tom?
Talented Mr. Ripley?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you worried he might not be in that?
I was just checking. I remembered it, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Steve?
Happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite scene in that movie?
Is your pussy all wet?
Yeah.
Jonah? the movie...
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened to my brain?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What the fuck it's happened to my brain?
44 movies.
Yeah, I know. And the movie
you guys
is
have made the
Almost Famous.
Yes! Also between Along Came Polly... and Boogie Nights. Tom?
I'll do the sequel, which is, I believe, Mission Impossible 2.
Oh.
Fuck me.
So close.
Fuck me.
Let him have it.
So close, but Mission Impossible 3.
Fuck me!
3.
He gives the same speech from, what's the one? Oh, come on.
Wait, we're playing a different game now?
No, but the De Niro Charles Grodin movie.
Oh, yeah. Midnight Run.
Express.
Yeah, Midnight Run.
Midnight Run.
He gives
Midnight
the same Express. Speech in that movie as he does in that.
Oh, interesting.
I fucking lost that too.
Yeah, but you were a really good competitor.
Thanks, bud.
We're gonna miss you, Steve.
Savages.
The Savages, but I'll take it.
The Savages.
Jonah.
The Master.
Yes, I'll take it, and I'll take it. Wait, where is it? Oh, there it is. Steve?
Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
Ooh, that's the one of the sequels that he was in. That's the other one, so we've covered both of those. Jonah?
Her.
What?
He is the voice of the ad for the OS in the movie. He is. Look at the fuck up, naysayers.
Would you think that would be worthy of listing on IMDb?
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Because they did not do that.
But he's in it.
He didn't get credit for it. Not even.
Well, neither did Alan Arkin in So I Married an Axe Murderer, but he's great in it.
Let him have it.
Let him have it?
Yeah.
If it's true...
He's in it.
All right, well, the corrections
people are
department
checking right now.
Sorry, let's trust the internet for everything, Doug.
I don't believe that to be true. Like, I mean, do you have, like, a precedent of, like, that he had worked with Spike Jonze once before?
I would...
No.
There's a guy checking
it
right now.
It's he was the voice of the commercial.
Look at the glowing face of the checker. Here we go. 5, 4... Come on, checker.
All right, well, it's going to be a...
No one knows. Wow.
Yeah, of course it's not.
Lance Bangs. Lance Bangs told me.
I believe
he told
him.
You?
Yes.
He was like, psst.
Oh, so it's a secret.
It's not a secret.
So we're
Seems
making
like
a
something
secret
would come
shit
up
now.
In light of him just passing recently that he's in a movie that's out now.
No, he's just in the trailer.
You know what you want?
Oh, only in the trailer, sucker!
Which was a part of the movie.
No.
Another uncredited
There's
actor.
There's shit that's
Keanu
not
Reeves.
In the movie in trailers all the time.
Keanu Reeves and Freaked, another uncredited actor. Are we not going to count that? That was a great performance as the Wolfman. Wolf boy.
All right, if Steve is allowing it, I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
Fucking thanks, Ito.
Steve is so confident.
Moneyball.
Steve is confident that he could just keep going, Jonah.
Schenectady, New York.
How do you pronounce that?
I don't want to say it again.
Okay. Because I always wonder. I didn't go see that movie because I didn't know what to say. Cinadosh?
Cinadosh.
Can I have two for Cinadosh?
Wait, that's not how you say that?
No, and when I go alone, I still ask for two.
Steve.
Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
That's the other one between Almost Famous and Boogie Nights.
That, the sex, when he, oh God, him fucking Marissa Tomei in that movie.
Yeah,
that's so great.
Everybody,
so sexy.
Pause this and go watch that.
Jonah?
He was also in...
Yeah, pull some other shit that Lance Bangs told you about.
You son of a bitch. It was the legit answer to this fucking dumb game.
There's a bunch of good ones. The audience is dying. Everyone in the audience has at least three loaded up.
I can't think of it. What if I think of one? Oh, he's only in one scene. It doesn't count.
I won't say that.
I'm out. I loved your
great,
clue.
He was a great character actor. He could just be in one scene. I don't think that ever happened, but he could be. How much was he in Patch Adams?
Not at all?
What's your answer?
Okay. I was also in... I can't. I'm fucking out. I'm out because I'm embarrassed that you made fun of me so much.
Jonah's out. He was, of course, in Patch Adams. And Steve, for the win, what? You only have to name one more.
Patrick Adams.
Yeah.
No! What? One more. One more. One more.
Oh, you have Impossible one? Three.
Not allowed.
Wait.
Another one! Another one!
Charlie Wilson's War, Cold Mountain, Flawless, The Getaway, Heartache, Leap of Faith, Love Liza. It goes on and on. The guy was in a million movies. Scent
Her
of a Woman,
being one of them.
Hoo-ah, somebody said in the audience. A Late Quartet, which I just saw recently and was really good. Ides of March, 25th Hour. Strangers with Candy. State and Maine. Something called Zuler, Red Dragon, Jack Goes Boating, Mary and Max, Montana, My Boyfriend's Back, My New Gun, Nobody's Fool, Oney Mahoney, Next Stop Wonderful, Wonderland, sorry. Twister.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys Ruiz.
Missed, you guys missed Twister.
Ruiz.
That's anyway.
That's a movie where there's a good tornado hunting team and a bad one.
They're in it for the money, that's why.
Those cocksuckers.
You know the bad ones.
They're hunting tornadoes for all the wrong reasons.
That fucking Dread Pirate Roberts just in it for the money.
As opposed to why we hunt tornadoes. Which is different, a different set of agendas.
What have you got to plug, Steve Agee? Okay, that's your time. What have you got to plug, Tom Lennon?
Fuck it, I'm in Transformers 4.
Yeah! LaBeouf!
Without LaBeouf.
It's LaBeoufless.
Do you play the same doctor that you played in Memento and Dark Knight?
You'll see.
Rises. Yeah.
You can't, you have to stop transforming.
I'm somebody who comes in and yells at somebody about something.
Jonah, what's going on with your Meltdown show?
For the next three Wednesdays, me and my friend Kumail have a show that we're taping for Comedy Central at the Meltdown on Sunset Boulevard. We have two shows every Wednesday for the next three Wednesdays. We have standing room. You can come and watch us tape our Comedy Central series. We got a lot of awesome people coming up on the show, so please come to that.
Nice. I think I might be one of those people. Jacksonville, Wednesday, I'm going to be at the Comedy Zone doing stand-up. That's this Wednesday, so you might hear this too late. And, I mean, you could always hear this too late for any of this stuff. But Monday, I'll be at the Sunray Cinemas to interrupt Point Break at 4:20. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great President's Day there in Jacksonville, Florida. And thanks to all of my guests. Thanks you for coming. Everyone at Cine Family, please enjoy About Time when we interrupt it. And as always... This thing is taped together so good, I can't open it.
Which one do I say first?
It was weird, yeah.
Which one do I end with?
End with that one, exactly.
This one? Okay, Shia LaBeouf is a shithead. And we don't need his. He won.
No, you win, you don't get it.
Thanks, Jonah. Speaking of shitheads. The Funky Bunch is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.